Blog Talk Radio.
Assassination Memorial Week. We are covering the John Kennedy 50th anniversary. And some interesting things, of course, we'll deal with first the births. Everybody's got to be born. The founder of modern photography, de Daguerre, Louis-Jacques Daguerre, born in 1784 on this day. Hungarian violinist, he emigrated legally to the United States when he was 16, played in the Pitt Orchestra in New York. His name was Yanel Blau, B-L-A-U. He later became one of the greatest conductors. He had a fabulous ear. He used to correct, compose his compositions when he premiered them. He corrected them in rehearsal. Quite a guy. Eugene Ormandy, and he conducted the Minneapolis Symphony, the Philadelphia Orchestra for 40 years. And he never bought a house. Apparently, he lived in a hotel in Philadelphia, and he swam every day. Great conductor. Put off many, many weeks. And a great violinist. The guy who founded what we consider modern polio, well, some people raise the question, who does George Gallup people ask? Who pays for the poll? Who selects the questions? Does anybody check the responses? Who picks the location? A guy named Field, who came out, who worked for Gallup, also had a scholarship to, I think, Princeton. He was caught in some kind of fraud and he was kicked out. His father came from Russia, and then Field Jr. emigrated to California or migrated to California and started the Field Research Service. And the same questions that are asked that are never answered. Who does Field, who do they pick? Do the questions, who writes the questions, who pays for the poll, how many people are selected to be polled, who, if anybody, checks the poll, and who decides on what location, and do they make any corrections? These are questions never answered by Gallup or the Gallup people. George Gallup is dead. Among the deaths today, Chester Allen Arthur, he succeeded Hayes. Garfield, excuse me, was assassinated, and the question was whether or not Chester Allen Arthur, who was born in Vermont, who claimed to have been born in Vermont, which is bordered Canada on the north. The question was Chester Arthur actually born in Quebec, Canada, and he would have been our first born and illegal president. He was also the port collector of revenues and fees and that in New York, and that was an excellent office to acquire, to engage in graft and enrich oneself. Allen died when he was 56, and there was a term used to describe his characteristics called Arthurian, although it has since fallen out of favor. Interesting, this is the week that everybody is, the nation, the world, the news media is focusing on John Kennedy, his assassination in Dallas, Texas. But a few days before John Kennedy died and was assassinated, his father died. His father died in 1969. John Kennedy was assassinated, but in 1969, Joseph P. Kennedy died. He was 81 years old. Also on this day, Jonestown, which has a horrible historical imprint here in San Francisco, Leo Ryan was a U.S. congressman who went down to Guyana to investigate the conditions of confinement and whether people who Jim Jones, the irreverent Jim Jones, a messianic megalomaniac and pervert who molested young boys and girls, and he was connected to Mayor George Moscone up here in California, and also with the Reverend Cecil Williams, who runs Glide Methodist Church, or who's enriched himself while he was there. Anyway, Leo Ryan was, as he was boarding the plane to take back some of the people to bring them back to San Francisco, Jones's goons attacked Ryan and killed him and a few other people. The woman who was with Ryan, Jackie Speer, later ran for his office, and she's a U.S. Congresswoman today representing San Mateo and that part of Northern California. Among the events today, William Tell, he shot the arrow. Switzerland was under the thumb of the Austrians, who were typically brutal, and they forced William Tell, who was a freedom fighter, forced him to put an apple on his son's head, and he was told to shoot at the apple. Well, William Tell shot the apple off his son's head and saved his son. Rossini later wrote an opera, and it's one of the most famous overtures, one of the 50 famous pieces called the William Tell Opera. Also on this day, we had Palmer, Captain Nathaniel Palmer in 1828 discovered Antarctica. You don't hear about that much. We also had the 1903 in a treaty with Secretary of State John Hay. It's called the Hay-Bernal-Berea Treaty, which gave U.S. exclusive control over the Panama Canal. We later gave that up under the Carter and Clinton administration, and now the Red Chinese have their minions in there and the concern. It's also the area where John McCain was born in a naval hospital, and that was one of the issues since he was born in the Panama Canal Zone, even though it was U.S. territory, whether or not he was qualified to run for president or even U.S. Senate. That came up and supposedly was resolved. 1909, United States invaded Nicaragua. And, of course, General Smedley Butler, who was the uncle of another Marine who introduced me to Blog Talk. Anyway, Smedley Butler wrote the book How He Prevented the Takeover of the White House. And we have a copy which we are digitalizing, and it's being offered free. That was the deal I made with the person who connected with the publication of the book. That was our deal. We worked out that it would be distributed free and at our cost. Also on this day in 1936, one of the wonders of the United States, bridges, the Golden Gate Bridge, had the main span connected on this day in 1936. Also, Strauss, who was not related to the musical Strauss, was the brilliant engineer. He also did something else in San Francisco, and we will put it up on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site on our famous and infamous, go to AMICUSVERITAS YouTube. On this day in 1936 also, after supporting Franco, who overthrew General Francisco Franco, who overthrew the Republican government in Spain, the communists and leftists, France and Italy provided him with tanks, gasoline. The Germany and Italy. And the Germans also sent what was known as the Condor Legion, which was crack troops and an air force which bombed Guernica. And, of course, the German general staff and military perfected the techniques of blitzkrieg and military assault, which they later used with great success in 1940 when they overran France and the Low Countries, and also in Operation Barbarossa when they invaded Russia. Also on this day, McDonald's really loved this one. In 1966, the Roman Catholic archbishops in America lifted the ban on Catholics who were denied meat on Friday. And boy, did McDonald's love that. Among the assassination issues today, we're doing a series on assassinations. Pat Butler was going to do an audio interview from Washington. He's there now. And that has been the site in American history of six assassinations and attempted assassinations. The first one was probably Andrew Jackson, and of course we had an attempted assassination on Abraham Lincoln when he was at the Old Soldiers' Home. That was unsuccessful, but a successful, sad assassination occurred at Ford's Theater. Then there was Garfield, James Garfield, one of the Ohio, he was a general in the Civil War. He was assassinated in the Washington Railroad Station. Then we had an attempt on Harry Truman at the Blair House, because the White House was being repaired, and we mentioned this in an earlier show, where a Puerto Rican nationalist attempted to assassinate President Harry Truman. He was unharmed, but I think a guard was killed. And recently, I think it was Clinton who pardoned one of the last of the Puerto Rican assassins. It's been about 50 years, unrepentant, of course. And then, of course, we had the attempted assassination by John Hinckley on President Reagan, and instead Reagan was shot, but also James Brady, one of his staffers, was shot. Probably the most successful and earliest assassination, political assassination, that changed history was that of Julius Caesar just before Christ, and, of course, what that led into was the Rome was a republic, and a very powerful, the most powerful country in the world, if you want to call it that, or city-state. And, of course, that led to the fights. Octavian, who was the nephew of Julius Caesar, led the successful defeat of the army of Brutus and Cassius and Crassus, and set up the Caesars, and he became Augustus. He was later believed to be assassinated by his wife, who gave him a poison apple. And we'll get into that another day. And, of course, one of the descendants of that family, Tiberius, was assassinated. Now, he was strangled believed to be by Caligula. Caligula was assassinated. Nero was assassinated. A whole family, the whole line of, down to the ages in the early history of Rome, there were assassinations. And I thought I'd play this audio clip from one of the great movies. It's an educational clip of the assassination of Julius Caesar, which really was one of the most prominent in that being even today.
Caesar, beware of Brutus. Take heed of Cassius, come not near Casca. Night a sinner, trust not Tribonius, mark well Metellus Cimba. Decius Brutus loved thee not, thou hast wrong Caius Ligarius. There is but one mind in all these men, and it is bent against Caesar. If thou beest not immortal, look about you. Security gives way to conspiracy. The mighty gods defend thee, Artemidorus.
Speak hands for me!
It too, Brutus. Then fall, Caesar.
was a clip from one of the movies about Julie, Big Julie, as New Yorkers called him. Anyway, the Shakespeare's play was made into several movies and even besides stage production, also I think BBC did one also. Great, and it was also an opera by Handel, Giulio Cesare. But we will be continuing our series on assassination. There are some interesting aspects that have not been brought up about the John Kennedy assassination. For instance, nobody has mentioned Jim Garrison, the district attorney of New Orleans, who prosecuted, who he accused of being involved and implicated in the assassination of Kennedy. Clay Shaw, who was gay, a guy named David Perry, no pun intended, supposed to have been a street hustler in New Orleans. Now, what is interesting is also the connection of the Chicago mob, which controlled or had control of the casinos in Havana under the regime. And, of course, you've seen the movie Godfather. There is a scene in the casinos there where Al Pacino is betrayed by his younger brother, or his older brother, who thought he should have been designated godfather. But that's a very accurate scene of things that used to go on down there in Havana. And, of course, the mob always wanted it back. And they tried to overthrow Castro. And then Kennedy did authorize the Bay of Pigs invasion, but he didn't provide the air support. Somebody screwed up. And, of course, it was a disaster. And there are people who are very angry with Kennedy, and there's allegations, there seems to be some substance to this, that there were certain people involved in that botched invasion that felt that Kennedy should pay the ultimate price. And this is one of the things not brought up. Also, the fact that there has been a movie by Oliver Stone about Kennedy. I think it was Kevin, I forgot his name, who played the role of Jim Garrison. Garrison was not successful in prosecuting Clay Shaw or David Perry, and I think there were a few others involved. Also, the fact that Anthony Accardo, who was a Chicago mafia monster, he was also known as Big Tuna because he liked fish, he was found floating in a 32-gallon drum, I think, in Miami Bay. Now, this is not known about the mafia. They are very, they were very much involved, deeply made deep investments in the male prostitution and pornography business. And Anthony Accardo's name has cropped up in this, in one of the books, Children in Chains, which is about exploitation of young boys. I think the author is Liberker. We'll get into that another day. But anyway, Accardo was also prosecuted in the federal courthouse. I remember when I worked down there, we see the government bringing in the mobsters for trial. And I also remember meeting some of the survivors of the Al Capone era. Quite an experience, although Judge Wilkerson had died. What was interesting is even in the Gotti trial, they tampered with jurors and bribed jurors, and the judges and the prosecutors learned about it. And so at the last minute, the jurors were switched. This is what Judge Wilkerson did in the Al Capone trial when he learned that jurors had been approached and bribed, that the last minute he switched the juries. And in the federal rules of procedure at the time, I think they still do that. They can still do that. He was able to do that. So I'm still having a minor computer problem, but anyway, we are going to continue with our series on assassinations and the history of that. Also, Andrew Jackson is probably the first American president where there was an attempted assassination, and of course Jackson studied law on his own, and he used to dispense justice with either his sword or his cane or a whip, I understand. Real old hickory in more ways than none. And those of you who had grandmothers who used a hickory stick to discipline errant children. Jackson, I think, was the first one that there was an attempted assassination at the Capitol. And, of course, it was a failed assassination. We also had the FDR was in Florida, where it's still debatable when he was with the Chicago mayor, Anton Cermak, who was part of the Bohemian ethnic group that tried to control the Democratic Party at that time. And Giuseppe Zangara assassinated Cermak. Now, there was a thought that maybe the mafia was after Roosevelt, but Cermak had cracked down on the mafia after the Al Capone era. The mayor, a guy who ran for mayor of Chicago, Big Bill Thompson, went into the Irish wards in Chicago and said, if King George comes to Chicago, I'll punch him in the nose. So he got elected based on that statement, at least in those wards. And he opened up the city to Al Capone. Al Capone was in the suburb of Cicero. And when Big Bill Thompson was elected through a lot of voter fraud, when he was elected mayor, Thompson allowed Al Capone to come back into Chicago and set up headquarters in the Sherman Hotel, which was across the street from Chicago City Hall. So these are some of the interesting histories. And then, of course, here in San Francisco, we had the attempted assassination by Squeaky Fromm when President Gerald Ford was coming out of the St. Francis Hotel in Union Square. And, of course, Squeaky Fromm, I believe, came up, he's part of the Manson gang. She came up for parole. I don't think she got it the last time. The Mansons are pretty, that family is pretty notorious. There's one family you don't want to deal with. Now, I just did, got some video of probably the most tongue-in-cheek, kind of an infamous toilet in a famous Italian restaurant. I'm not going to name them because we dine there, and I don't want them to know that I know about this, what they did in this restaurant. But this will be coming up, this video clip will be coming up on Amicus Veritas, AmicusVeritas. Some people are wondering what is going on with the Roman Catholic Church, and I thought this is very appropriate. There was a song come out that was composed in the 60s called Doing the Vatican Way.
You get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosary, bow your head with great respect, and can you pray, can you pray, can you pray? Do whatever steps you want, if you have cleared them with the pontiff, everybody say his own, Kyrie eleison, doing the Vatican right. Step into that small confessional. There's a guy who's got religion. I'll tell you if your sin's original. If it is, try playing it safer. Drink the wine and chew the wafer. 2, 4, 6, 8. Time to transubstantiate. Get down upon your knees. Fiddle with your rosary. Bow your head with great respect and when in Rome, do like a Roman. Ave Maria, chief, good to see you. Get the Vatican, go to the Vatican, do in the Vatican, right?
Well, some wags think that maybe the new Pope's theme song, well, we'll see. He's got a sense of humor. I don't know if he's heard this, but we'll bring up more on this particular little jig, as it were. Lair here also attended Harvard like John Kennedy and also Joseph Kennedy. Very interesting. Of course, I always bring up Harry Truman's comment about Harvard lawyers and Harvard people. He once was asked about it. He said, if I listened to these people, the country would be in even worse shape. Another issue that is very relevant is not brought up, and it came out in the Harry Truman administration, and it's very relevant to healthcare today, also came out in the movie State of the Union, starring Spencer Tracy and Kate Hepburn, and we have an educational clip which we'll play. But one of the issues was healthcare for people who didn't have healthcare. And, history comes full circle, and I think it's very relevant. So we'll be back Wednesday. We're going to talk to Pat tonight because he couldn't come on live today. I was hoping to do that. And we'll have his take on assassinations of presidents. He's an expert. We used to joke, being from Chicago, he knew where the bodies were buried, who buried them, why they were buried, and who may be next. So we'll end with our theme, politics and poker, and, of course, that's appropriate for Butler, who I don't know if he's a good poker player, but he certainly plays a lot of politics. And we will be talking to him later, and it'll be a delayed tape broadcast if everything goes according to plan. Jokingly, he left Chicago just as the tornado hit. So some people don't know if this is the wrath of God, some of the corruption in Illinois, and for them voting for gay marriage or their legislature. Some people seem to think that I have no public comment on it at this time. But we'll end with politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the sound?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
when to call up.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrace.
Bet 'em.
Little trades, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovic. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Play for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Rubbing neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
Commodity, you gotta have the time.
Prosecutor Paul Brizola. We'll be back Wednesday at 4 p.m. Stay safe and help the people in the Midwest. If you can make a donation and check out the charities, we'll get into that because we're coming into charity season. Also, there are the pitches for the Philippines. It's interesting that their government and their banks are so accused of being so corrupt, people don't want to send money to those banks. We'll be back Wednesday at 4 p.m., God willing, and stay safe. This is Peter Paul Brizola, and go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS. Good night.